He told me he had a recipe for making them. Now, he didn't call. He called it whiskey. Homebrew. What homebrew? White light. He called it white light. He had a recipe. I was growing corn, and he asked me if I wanted it. I told him no. He knew how he made it. They spent years over there trying to catch some old boy making, I'll say homebrew, but it's all the same. It's all got the same kick. Homebrew or whiskey or white lightning, whatever it is. Trying to catch him and making it. And he's making it right in his kitchen and back porch off of a butane stove.
Well, you wasn't bragging that much then.
Huh?
But when you, let's see, that corn, the outside of the corn is the, you know, when you...
The husk.
The husk. Pull off the husk and, what's that, then you got all that stuff in there, the what? Before you cook it. How do you like the corn? You got corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob? That's...
We call it roasting there. I don't know what it is.
Roasting.
But now you're not thinking about hominy.
What's hominy? That's that puffed up kernel corn?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it is. It's a...
Have
we ever done it here?
I sure you
made,
did.
Put
you
it in lye.
Put a little lye
in it.
Lye
ashes.
No, lye and ashes and cook it.
You get that little
hard husk off of it and then you
black eye out of it too.
Yeah, a black eye.
No, you're talking about the husk. I'm talking about what you have to pull off the corn to...
He's talking about the shuck. Yeah.
Oh, shuck.
Okay. And then you got all that what to get off of it?
Nothing after you get the shuck off. You're right there to...
Yeah, you've got to take shucks.
Well, silks, that's when you make roasting here.
Well, that's what he's talking.
But now, if you're just going to shuck it for your mule, he picks it off the cob itself.
He's talking about when you make roasting ears, though, instead of roasting ears.
Roasting ears. Now, the top of the corn stalk is the...
Tossel.
Yeah.
And you're raised in a corn country.
No, now have you raise that little corn you might grow in your garden?
We have. Coons got the last we grew. That'd be all I ever saw. She had what, three of the prettiest rows?
Sweet little
sweet corn and it's about waist high to me. Went down there one morning and there'd been an old coon in it. I'll tell you something, they know when that corn's ready, too. And she had, that old coon had been in that, sampled it, and it wasn't no time till she brought her whole family in. They just stripped that wheat, about one or two masses of corn.
I was probably laughing at it.
That's what happened.
And they got our roasting ears.
They sure did. They got it all, chuck, cob, and all.
Yeah. Well, that's a mess. I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, now, groundhogs can cut your bean runners off, too.
What kind of, you raise, let me ask you about the kind of beans you raise.
You mean what we eat? Pintos.
Pintos?
Yeah.
What about the kind you might eat?
Green beans.
You just eat them?
She's got a name for that. That green bean. What is it you plant?
Contenders.
Yeah.
Contenders.
Yeah.
You got those kind of long.
Yeah, these are a Kentucky wonder, but you have to string it. Break the end of it off. It's a string. You have to string. But there's a kind of green bean. That's all you do is just cut or break both ends of it off and it'll break. Ain't no strings to it.
Mm-hmm. So there are different types of green beans?
Yeah.